look who's here at this hour. You know, I was talking about you before, Jerry. Marco, did you see they lost on a buzzer beater?
I actually have it loaded up for this update.
Are you serious?
I have Jerry's call loaded up for this update.
Because you never...
I had no idea that he was going to walk in the door at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jerry.
But I did.
So I was watching the highlights before, and this is how it all started, actually. I was at SNY, and I'm watching the Rangers, and I hear people watching a game, and they're going, oh, back and forth. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? But I didn't care enough to figure out what it was. I come here, and I'm watching the highlights, and I go... Oh,
yeah.
That's what happened. A buzzer beater. And then I know that you usually don't do Rutgers in the updates.
I do not.
And I don't think that you did. And now you're here to give the actual update. What happened?
They played great for 39 minutes and 30 seconds.
Here it is right now on SNY.
When I tell you they played a great game for 39 minutes and 30 seconds, and the last... Yeah, I mean, it was the last 35 seconds of this game. They hit two threes, a putback. And what was crazy about this game is they probably won because they didn't start the clock properly when Cooper touches the ball.
Did they review that at the end?
There was a 14-minute review after the game. 14 minutes.
See, that part I did not know. But I'm just surprised because Minnesota's been so bad. Yeah. I just assumed you were going to say Rutgers didn't play well.
So no. So Minnesota's been bad, but Minnesota's best two players had missed most of the season.
Things I was unaware of.
So, that having been said, they still lost 12 straight, and they're now 2-16 in the conference. Rutgers played great for 39 minutes.
That's a bad loss. So I was saying before, I was like, oh, that's going to be a rough one for Jerry, coming here.
Yeah.
So now, I'm more fascinated with your schedule. You did the morning show yesterday.
I did, yeah, yeah.
You go to Rutgers, I'm assuming, on the team.
No, I went to Newark.
Flew on your own. The team was already there.
The team went Wednesday.
Okay, so you fly on your own.
I did.
Get there, no issues.
Luckily.
How long is the flight?
It was 3 hours.
Because that is, you're playing with
fire. A little dicey. I had an 11 a.m. flight.
What was the backup plan if you don't do it?
So I took an 11 a.m. flight.
Wow. Okay. You were off the air at 10? You took an 11 a.m. flight? That alone is dicey.
No. I left at 9.
Okay.
I left at 9. Spike and Gino, I were leaving at 9. And then I landed, at 2. I got there, I grabbed a piece of grilled chicken, ate it like a caveman, laid down for 26 minutes, took a shower, got on the bus, went to the arena, lost, got to the charter, just landed, here we are.
Dude, this is unbelievable to me. Yeah. And now are you going to go take a nap or something?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to go take a nap for a couple hours. If this wasn't Friday, this wouldn't have been so doable.
Did you see Spike tweeting? There was a tweet with Jerry before. You saw
it,
right?
Yes, I tweeted at him.
Yeah, I know. So I see Jerry tweet something about the turnaround or the game, whatever. Then Spike's like, oh, yeah.
No, Spike tweeted about his podcast
nights.
And I'm like, wait a minute. All he does is tell me how by 8:30, he's checked out for the night because he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I'm like, what? You're doing a podcast at 10:30? I'm like, go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Right, so I see Spike complaining about, like, oh, the podcast nights are rough. And I just put the eyes emoji. Like, dude, bleep off.
Spike was here last night at, like, 7:30, 8 o'clock. I was stunned when I saw him.
I don't know what the hell he was doing here.
He works long hours. He staggers them. Sometimes he's here 4 a.m. till 4. Sometimes he's here 9 a.m. to 7. Who knows?
I know he's up early. He tells me all the time. He runs early.
He runs every day.
Really?
Every day.
Is that like a prerequisite for the PD? We got to have somebody that runs at 3 o'clock.
Fatso over here has got to start doing it myself.
Dude, I can't. I saw the highlight. I go, oh, man, this is going to be a long one for Jerry. Assuming that you were not going to miss the morning show.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm ready to rock. I'm good.
Oh, you just gave me new energy now. Because
you're
so tired, I'm picking up the energy.
I'm all right. I'm good.
All right.
Good. It's Friday.
Now, does this loss impact them significantly or no?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
Like, they're going to be a tournament team, right?
I would think so. They've got 4 or 5 quad one wins, which all that stuff's so bizarre, but this loss hurts for sure.
What are they in the conference, though? Aren't they like around 500 or
now? They're 10-9 now in the conference, and the whole conference is jumbled up between 8 and 10 losses. You got Purdue, who's got 5. Then you got the bottom 4. They've got 10 or more, I believe, or 11, whatever it is. And they're, it's nuts. It really is.
And when does the conference tournament start?
For the bottom 4 teams, Wednesday night.
So next week already?
Yeah.
Yeah. This coming week.
In Chicago, yes. Yeah. And then you got the rest of the teams will start Thursday, and the top 4 will start Friday.
Oh, exciting. I would have lost, but.
A tough one.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
14-minute review.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was a I think it was 14 minutes.
And they still didn't get it right?
They didn't. And you could see the frustration from the officials because I really feel like they wanted to change it.
Right.
But
there's nothing they could do.
But they didn't. They did not. Wow. I mean, they went back and forth to FS1.
Was Pikel heated?
Three times. You know, we didn't hear his post-game press conference, and because the girls were playing a Big Ten tournament game at 9 p.m., we kind of had to hustle through the post-game, so we didn't have him on like we usually do. Not that on the night like that. How we always talk about, so, Coach,
yeah,
what happened? I mean, those are like brutal interviews to do.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. Well, hey, Coach, you guys played well for 39 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it just everything you did just got erased in 60 seconds. It was unbelievable. Really was unbelievable. It just happened so fast.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that watching the highlights.
Absolutely killer.
So. All right, we'll get some rest.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hear from Jerry.